thinking back on it, I've known Darth Ann for at least 20 years, I believe, and that affiliate, I've known her because we are both members of Bethany Baptist Church. Darth Ann has always been an active member of the church, as have I. But our friendship and our association really gelled together in 2000 when the church, under the pastorship of Dr. M. William Howard, decided to organize a Vespers program here at the church. Most people know, because I know Darth Ann boasts about this everywhere. She is the chair of the Jazz Vespers Committee, and we've been going strong for some 18 years now. We've been able to not only attract first-class musicians to the church, but to build a ministry around jazz. What I find the most rewarding is that it's introduced jazz to a number of new converts who may have come with a friend or may have even been brought by a parent, thinking that they had no appreciation for the music, but actually found their toes tapping and hands clapping and have become converts. Dr. Howard and Darth Ann always hoped that the church could serve in a ministerial position to the musicians. And that has also happened. The late, great Jerry Allen became a member of this church through Jazz Vespers, as have a number of other musicians.
Bright moments is like having brothers and sisters and sisterettes and brotherettes like y'all here listening to us.
She's got us all saying bright moments and signing our correspondence with bright moments. And just that term, bright moments, is totally in sync with the Christian doctrine that comes out of this church, that every moment that you are alive with the Spirit, which is should be every moment that you live, is a bright moment. No matter how dark things may seem, there are always rays of sunlight. There's always that brightness that's there. And you need to just stop, listen to your soul, find the bright moment, and take advantage of it.
Bright moments, bright moments. Bright moments, bright moments, bright moments, bright moments, bright moments.